we will continue to fight for this. There's an injustice being served. At this point, it looks like the post office will close on Thursday. We have a workshop set up this morning, tomorrow morning and Thursday morning, just across from the post office, whereby we're giving alternatives to people. A lot of people don't know what to do, so we've set up a workshop to help them. Many people are decided now that they're going to open bank accounts, those that haven't, and those that do have accounts are just getting their pensions or whatever entitlements they have transferred into the bank. That's in most cases. The news from On Post is the same. They're going ahead with the closure. They have completely ignored their own protocol. They've completely ignored pledges made on several radio stations by David McRedmond, Debbie Byrne, Anna McHugh and others. So after this, should they decide to proceed, we will be certainly holding them to account because this is wrong.
Is it correct, Damien, that there was a new sign put up on the post office only a few days ago?
Yeah, the sign has been well documented. We're not focusing on that. I'm sure that's been embarrassing enough for On Post. We have always acted in good faith with On Post. We've worked with On Post. On Post have not been fair with us at any point. Nobody from On Post has ever met us. We're a reasonable bunch of people. At all stages, we were an action group. We're not a group that are set up to demonstrate and all of that. We want to work with people. But they will not and refuse, despite, as I say, comments like we've worked with communities and this sort of nonsense. It just hasn't happened. They're just getting away with one here. But I think they've underestimated us.